Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Should corporations use tax law to boost their bottom line, even if it's legal? On the day of the unfolding Panama Papers tax evasion and offshore crime and money laundering story, the president announced new Treasury regulations that had the effect of killing a $160 billion merger of two pharmaceutical giants, New York-based Pfizer and Botox maker Allergan. President Obama urged Congress to approve the crackdown on merger-driven inversions, he called them, when one company merges with a foreign-owned subsidiary, one of the most insidious tax loopholes out there, he said. Stephen Miro is a former Treasury official currently at Beacon Policy Advisors. He says the president is using the regulation to smother the proposed merger, even though Congress hasn't acted.
They're putting out immediate regulations that aren't yet final, so it's hard to challenge them legally. There is no time limit on when they can become final. Part of the finalized rules that came out 2 days ago were on the guidance that was released in 2014 and 2015. And there was no heads up about this. So they're basically treating inversions as a crisis the way the financial crisis was.
All right. Let's say there's all kinds of games being played here. And it is correct that Congress should make a decision on whether they're going to make inversions illegal or not. And the administration is trying to do something in advance of that. But isn't there a legitimate argument that whatever happens, we want people investing in pharmaceutical companies to be investing in the health care of Americans, not investing in some newfangled hedge fund that's being created by Pfizer and Botox for $160 billion using the tax code as a way of ramping up the profits of that company? That's a legitimate policy decision by the administration, and it's not some insane thing that they're doing.
Absolutely, but this isn't the tool to deal with that. And I think there's probably bipartisan support for that. You were hearing a lot from candidates on both sides on the political spectrum. It's not about making inversions illegal. It's about if you fix the corporate tax code, companies have no incentive to invert. If we had a territorial tax system like most other countries in the world, this wouldn't be a problem. And
well, Congress will get to that. Shutting this deal down definitely does drug pricing reform. It gets that started, the ball rolling.
No,
right?
This has nothing to do with drug pricing. This has absolutely nothing to do with drug pricing. The argument from the administration side, their best economic argument, is it keeps tax dollars from going outside the United States. The best argument for the Allergan and Pfizer's of the world is we can't. You just took away money that we could invest in research and development and hiring more employees, because rather than us following a tax system where we're competing with foreign pharmaceutical companies, we're at a disadvantage now. And the U.S. government is taking that money so we can do less R&D. Those are the economic arguments. But in the end, what I would argue is this rule that they put out is much less about economics, and it's much more about politics and ideology.
Stephen Miro is a former Treasury official and the managing partner at Beacon Policy. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, John.